Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Healthy Adult Pivot from Fantasy to Reality, Confusion to Clarity. Isolation to Connection by Laurie Jean Glass is a self-help and relationship recovery book focused on the psychological roots of adult relational difficulty. Glass, a coach, educator, public speaker, and founder of the Pivot Relational Alignment Model, presents the Pivot process as a structured method for examining attachment wounds, childhood trauma, dysfunctional family patterns, and the survival strategies that can continue into adulthood. The book is not positioned as a clinical manual, but as an accessible guide for readers who recognize recurring patterns of emotional instability, unhealthy attachment, or destructive relationship choices. Its central purpose is to help readers move from automatic, trauma-shaped reactions toward more conscious adult functioning. Emotional wellness and personal responsibility. Glass frames healing as a practical process of self-awareness, pattern recognition, and relational recalibration rather than as a purely intellectual understanding of past pain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Pivot process as a framework for identifying attachment-driven relationship patterns. The defining feature of healthy adult is its use of the Pivot process, Laurie Jean Glass's model for examining how early relational wounds can shape adult behavior. The book treats repeated relationship conflict not simply as poor decision-making, but as the visible outcome of unresolved attachment patterns. This emphasis matters because many readers enter self-help books, seeking immediate tactics for communication or boundaries. While Glass directs attention to the deeper emotional templates that influence attraction, avoidance, dependency, and conflict, the process is presented as a way to pause habitual reactions and investigate the unmet needs or protective strategies behind them. Rather than reducing people to fixed labels, the approach encourages readers to understand why certain labels or patterns may apply and what can be done with that awareness. This gives the book a diagnostic quality without turning it into a clinical textbook. Its practical value lies in helping readers connect present relational outcomes to older adaptive behaviors that may once have protected them but now interfere with intimacy, trust, and stability. Secondly, moving from victim identity toward accountable adult functioning. A central theme in the book is the shift from identifying primarily with past wounds to developing what Glass calls the healthy adult self. This does not mean dismissing trauma or minimizing the effects of childhood adversity. Instead, the book argues that healing requires recognizing how survival identities can become organizing principles in adult life. When pain becomes the main reference point for interpreting relationships, people may repeat patterns of blame, withdrawal, pursuit, or emotional reactivity even when they consciously want connection. Glass frames personal freedom as the ability to see these patterns clearly and take responsibility for present choices. This is one of the book's more distinctive positions within trauma-oriented self-help because it tries to balance compassion for the injured self with accountability for current behavior. The movement from victimhood to adult agency is therefore not a moral judgment, but a developmental task. The reader is asked to acknowledge the legitimacy of past harm, while also refusing to let that harm remain the sole explanation for present relational outcomes. Thirdly, fantasy, confusion, and isolation as signs of relational misalignment. The subtitle of Healthy Adult identifies three movements: fantasy to reality, confusion to clarity, and isolation to connection. These phrases summarize the book's view of relational dysfunction as a distortion of perception and connection. Fantasy can refer to the tendency to pursue imagined versions of people, relationships, or rescue narratives, rather than the actual dynamics in front of the reader. Confusion reflects the mental and emotional disorientation that arises when old attachment wounds are activated and a person cannot distinguish present facts from past fears. Isolation describes the outcome of protective strategies that may prevent vulnerability but also block meaningful connection. By organizing the book around these transitions, Glass gives readers a practical language for noticing where they are misaligned. The value of this structure is that it translates psychological complexity into observable relational states. Readers are invited to ask whether they are responding to reality, whether their emotional interpretation is clear, and whether their choices are leading toward connection or reinforcing separation. Fourthly, childhood adversity and dysfunctional family systems as sources of survival strategies. Glass's work is rooted in the idea that adult relational problems often originate in earlier environments where safety, consistency, or secure attachment were compromised. Healthy Adult gives particular attention to the impact of childhood trauma, dysfunctional family backgrounds, and complex emotional wounds. The book's contribution is not merely to state that childhood matters, but to explain why early survival strategies can later become obstacles. A child who learns to manage unpredictability through control, avoidance, self-blame, emotional shutdown, or heightened vigilance may carry those strategies into adult relationships long after the original environment has ended. In this framework, destructive patterns are not random defects, they are outdated adaptations. This interpretation can reduce shame because it gives behavior a context, but it also creates a basis for change because adaptations can be examined and replaced. The book, therefore, occupies a middle ground between trauma education and relational coaching. It helps readers look backward for explanation while keeping the main focus on how those inherited strategies operate in the present. Lastly, relational alignment through self-awareness, coaching tools, and practical emotional repair, Healthy Adult is closely connected to Glass's broader work in relational alignment, including coaching and workshop-based applications of the Pivot model. This background shapes the book's practical orientation. Instead of presenting healing as insight alone, the book emphasizes structured self-observation and concrete tools for changing relational outcomes. The intended reader is not only someone interested in psychological theory, but someone who wants to interrupt recurring cycles in dating, partnership, family relationships, or emotional decision-making. At the same time, the approach draws from recognizable concepts in attachment theory and emotional wellness, giving the tools a broader psychological context. Its practical promise is that readers can learn to identify triggers, examine emotional narratives, and make decisions from a more regulated adult position. This makes the book relevant not only for individuals working on their own relationships, but also for coaches, mentors, and therapists seeking a non-technical framework for discussing attachment wounds with clients. In conclusion, Healthy Adult is best suited for readers who see recurring instability in their relationships and suspect that the cause is deeper than communication problems or choosing the wrong partner. It will be especially relevant for adults who grew up with trauma, emotional neglect, family dysfunction, or inconsistent attachment and now want a structured way to understand how those experiences shape present behavior. Coaches, mentors, and therapists may also find it useful as a plain language companion for conversations about attachment wounds and relational responsibility. The practical benefit of the book is its emphasis on pattern recognition. Readers are encouraged to connect emotional reactions, relationship choices, and survival strategies to earlier wounds without stopping at explanation. Intellectually, it offers a bridge between trauma-informed thinking and applied relationship coaching. Compared with many books in the relationship self-help category, it stands out because its organizing model is not primarily about finding compatibility, improving persuasion, or learning communication scripts. Its focus is the development of a healthier adult self-capable of seeing reality more clearly, acting with accountability, and forming more stable connection. That makes the book particularly distinctive for readers who want relationship change grounded in attachment repair and emotional self-awareness rather than surface-level dating or conflict advice. If you would like to support Laurie Jean Glass, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.